And I'm back with Dominic Moranti.
Thank you, Megan.
Of course.
So, trying to get back on track to, you know, life experiences and courses of universe and life, I guess, when you self-reflect. You know, coming back to topic. After leaving Rensselaer Boys and Girls Club, when I came back in 2001, I got it. I applied for two jobs. One was co-work, and the other one was for the Independent Living Center of the Hudson Valley. I interviewed for both on Wednesday. By Friday I had a quandary because I got offered both positions. The co-work position was a recreation coordinator / camp director. At the time, it seemed like the obvious choice. So I took a job for co-work, which co-work is an agency that works with youth and adults with developmental disabilities. When I took the job, I remember it was in the newspaper or on the news that the previous camp year, a child was left at the wrong bus stop. And luckily there was an attentive Verizon driver noticing something out of place and picked the gentleman up and brought him, I don't know where, probably police station or whatever. So I remember that coming into taking a job, there's going to have to be some really serious changes. And of course, with the PR, it was a little hit. So there was a confidence that I had to bring in. And with my experience, I was a unit director and camp director at the Camp Adventure, which is up in Burton Lake. And my experience at the Department of Youth as a playground counselor, I combined some safety measures for the bus and I was at co-work as their camp director for 16 years, a big chunk of my life. And the experience that I learned working with individuals with disabilities and the value of removing the barriers, integration to our communities, and again, we go back to the importance of impact. And couple of the programs that I started at the camp was kind of a what I would consider a feeder job employment, which basically was becoming a site for the summer youth employment program through the college. And I had the luxury of referring my campers to the program. And which gave them job experience at the camp, which gave them self-esteem. And again, we go back to, we don't know what our impacts are. And all I know is that at the 14th year, the program was thriving. And we had same kids coming back. We had some really good activities, and built some really summer relationships with the kids and the kids with themselves, you know, because they're from the whole county. They weren't just from Hudson, they were from the whole county. And so after 17 years at CoArc, they restructured programming, which they do at times. So they took the camp program, which at the time was under a certain section of the program that I worked in as the camp director, and at that time was assistant program manager, which also overseen the supportive apartments, respite and comm head programs. And since camp was considered respite in a way, it was under that program, under that hospice. And then as the restructure came, they restructured it under children's programming. So then the camp went to a different direction, and I stayed as the assistant program manager without the camp. And the camp was a very important program to many kids. And so as things change, opportunities, you know, came there to myself. There was certain writing on the wall for me. And I said, well, maybe it's time. So I left CoArc and again, we go back to impact. And I go back to just two job interviews, CoArc and Independent Living Center. And the opportunity at the time was interview for the program coordinator for the Independent Living Center of the Hudson Valley. talk about Full Circle. Talk about impact. I think that what I learned for those 17 years, combined with, you know, working with at-risk kids, which basically was the Boys and Girls Club, right? And working with children and adults with disability, you learn how to advocate, how important things are for them to lead a life that they desire. So I got the job as a program coordinator where I am now in 2017. And I think that looking back, if I took this job over co-work, I wouldn't be as effective or knowledgeable or understanding to what the needs are for people with disabilities. And gave me a new understanding of the ADA. So within a month taking the position, I had a visitor, and it was one of my old campers who, at the time, I didn't realize that the Independent Living Center also served. And he was amazed to see where I am. But he related to me how sad he was that year he went and I wasn't there. And how I impacted his life for him to continue to go to college, to work with kids. He's now working with an after-school program. I think he's going for his master's. And he wants to be a teacher. So it goes back to those decisions we make, those impacts, and where I am today. One of the things that the Independent Living Center does is remove barriers for individuals to be in our communities. And one of those laws and was the law that was passed that municipalities with a certain amount of employees must have a designated ADA coordinator. An ADA coordinator what removes if an individual with a disability wants to attend a government meeting, a city meeting, a city function, it has to be accessible. And that ADA coordinator then handles those complaints and resolves the issues. Well,